Welcome to Life 365 with me, Lacey Lee Elliott. Thursdays, I'll answer your questions. I have to say this once again. I am incredibly flattered and honored that so many people have been tuning in, giving me feedback, good and bad, and most importantly, asking me some questions. Last week was an interesting one and very personal, but I'm glad I shared it, and I appreciate your comments from my last week's question. This week, I've had a few people ask me different things about my diet, my training, my gym routine, but specifically the overall theme has been, how do you stay so fit and healthy? Now, if you are following me on Facebook, Twitter as well, I know that something I did in the past about 4 or 5 years ago was figure competitions. If you don't know what this is, Google it. Have a look on my website, LaceyElliott.com. That's LaceyElliott.com. So Elliott with two L's and two T's. I have some photos posted and I hear words like jacked and ripped and shredded. And yeah, I would say that those are definitely some of the words I would use to describe my physique when I was competing in those competitions. I first competed when I was 35, and I still have a photograph of myself on my 35th birthday, and never in my life had I ever looked or appeared so fit. And I sometimes struggle with this because what I've realized with the bodybuilding industry, which covers bodybuilding, physique, figure, bikini, a lot of the competitors, not all of them, but a lot of them are not necessarily fit and not necessarily healthy, which drove me to answer this question for you guys, because looking fit and healthy becomes very different things. And most of you know and what's going on in my health life. Back in September, they found a blood clot. Blood clots are usually associated with old, obese, overweight people with diabetes. Someone like me who is young for a blood clot and fit and healthy, as the doctor said, sitting in the anticoagulation clinic was interesting because I was surrounded by a lot of people looking at me saying, you're too young to be here. You're too healthy to be here. So I think that this can be an idea that is misconstrued by the way we look and how people see us. I know competing, there are a lot of competitors in that industry that are taking a lot of steroids. Is that healthy? There are a lot of competitors in that industry who are starving themselves. They're trying to prep for a contest on 800 calories, 600 calories a day, and literally starving themselves. Is that healthy? I have a couple of clients that if you were to look at them, you would say they were overweight or obese, but yet they run half marathons and marathons. And I use this as an example because about 3 years ago, I ran my first half marathon and it was the worst experience probably of my life. It was horrible. And I trained for it. I'm not a runner. And I can honestly say my result and the outcome for me had nothing to do with how fit or healthy I was. I don't think I'm a runner. Physically, mentally, and running is definitely a huge part of it. So when people ask me, and I will share some more specific things down the road, but the questions you guys have asked me, more specifically, how do I stay so fit and healthy? it is to some extent the way that I look doesn't necessarily mean that I am fit or that I am healthy. I walked most of the half marathon. But the things that I believe make us fit and make us healthy are a bunch of things that create, that all work together to create what I believe is my idea of health. So I eat balanced food. I have carbs, I have fat, I have protein. I don't have a lot of one or the other. And I would say that, though, for the most part, I eat clean. I'm usually eating chicken, beef, salmon, and I usually will have a brown rice, rice cakes. I don't eat a lot of bread or pasta. It's just a choice. I have no problems digesting it. It's something that I just don't really care for. And most of my snacks or treats, more specifically sugar, are coming from things like fruit. So I eat healthy, balanced, clean meals 90% of the time. I enjoy a treat meal. I heard it a lot in the competition world, the bodybuilding and the figure, and I still hear it a lot in other people's dieting regimes that you need to allow yourself, hey Jasper, I don't know if you guys can hear that, he just came in to say hello, but I hear a lot of people refer to a cheat meal on a weekend, and I hate that. I absolutely hate it because it attaches such a negative connotation with it. In order to be healthy, I feel a piece of this is being happy. And let's be honest, I fucking love junk food. If I could, if I knew I could, I would eat crap every day. Sugar, junk, crap makes me feel good. And I understand those people that do struggle sometimes with problems eating the junk food because it does release hormones in our body that makes us feel good. So I give myself permission every week to have a treat. It might be pizza or cheesecake or maybe pizza and cheesecake. It's not a reward. I don't treat myself like a dog and say, oh, I ate good all week. I was such a good girl all week. Now I'm going to reward myself with a treat. I allow myself to have it and I plan it. This is where I believe it puts you in a place of power, which also contributes, I think, more to a healthy lifestyle. I plan my treat at the beginning of the week. So what this means is if I'm going to go on a date on a Saturday or a Friday night, I say, okay, I'm going to go on a date. I'm going to eat whatever I want and not worry about it. So on a Tuesday afternoon or a Wednesday afternoon, if my friends invite me for coffee or out for drinks, I'm not going to splurge and say, oh, I'll just have a latte today, or I'll have a cookie or a piece of cake. I choose to be in control because I know I've already made that commitment to myself to have a treat on the weekend. When it comes to the gym, just fucking go. That right now is my biggest tip for those of you that have asked. If I told you what I did, if I gave you a specific program, 90% of you aren't going to do it. And that is the reality of the clients that I work with, the coaching that I do. I've realized it doesn't matter. I could have the most magical, life-changing program design and meal plan, but most people do not do it. So if you want to make a commitment to start losing some weight and getting healthy or stronger, maybe putting on some muscle, the first thing you have to do is fucking do something. And that might mean going to the gym. If you hate going to the gym, don't fucking go to the gym. I struggle with clients all the time. If you hate the gym, don't go. Don't waste your money hiring a personal trainer because you're going to be miserable. Try some yoga. Go hiking. Try a spin class. Spin, like the spin cycles have been one of my new favorite cardio activities. But again, if you're not doing anything, yes, ideally building some muscle is great. But if you can get to a spin class 4 days a week and you have fun and you're happy, again, that comes down to that emotional health and enjoying things and being happy. Find something that you love to do to keep active. take a dance class. Guys, take up boxing or martial arts. Just do something. And my other piece to that puzzle of being active, most of us live our life, plan our life week to week. So I believe in order to get results, you need to be doing something 50% of the time or more. Think of 50% in our life has always been pass or fail. If you only do an activity 3 out of 7 days, it's less than half the time. So in order to really get results, I really push my clients to do a minimum of 4 days because it is more than half the time. I believe we should be active every single day, but for a lot of people, when you're going from zero to something, something is better than nothing. And my goal is always to start being active 4 days a week for 30 minutes. That's it. I'm going to post a body transformation that I did myself a little while ago. I was basically doing the 30-minute HIIT at Planet Fitness for 6 weeks because it was all I was really allowed to do after going to the doctors. But I had really great results. So how do I stay fit and healthy? Emotionally, try some yoga, do some meditation, get a counselor if you're really struggling in life because you want to be happy. Number two, eat clean, healthy, balanced about 90% of the time. If you're a vegetarian, just make sure you're getting your protein. Make sure you're getting the nutrients that your body needs and give yourself permission to have a treat once or twice a week. Be in control of what and when you're going to have that. Don't throw everything out the window on Tuesday if you committed to waiting to Friday night to go out with your girlfriends. And when it comes to activity, 4 days a week, minimum 30 minutes. It's that simple. Just don't overcomplicate things. Thanks, guys, for your questions. Hope that I gave you some really great basic information to get you started. As always, live your life fully and with integrity 365 days a year.